stand in the corner, and stare at my goddamn shoes. I wanted to wear Mad Max-looking clothes and war paint on my face and mix invent myths around punk rock meets British glam meets heavy fucking metal. And then take over the world one destroyed city at a time. No Keith Richards in his right mind would ever think that doing a YouTube video of a gerbil on a hamster wheel was the road to success, or buying Twitter or Instagram followers. It's what I still live for, and whether it was Motley Crue or 6 AM, we always made a point to inject the theatrical into our music and show. I think that's a lot of the reason why we were successful. I sometimes wonder if I'm living on the same planet from when rock stars roamed the earth. You're either a T-Rex or you're a rabbit, and that's not a hard choice for me. So it was only natural we decided to turn the Heroin Diaries into a full-scale stage production. It seemed like such a natural progression of the material. Plus, we had already written the songs. Over the last few years, the stage production of the Heroin Diaries has come a long way. The writer, Todd Kriedler, and the director, David S. Bjornson, are highly respected in their fields. Todd wrote Holler If You Hear Me based on the lyrics of Tupac Shakur and also worked closely with the world-renowned playwright August Wilson for a number of years. David's directed productions by some of the greatest playwrights in modern history, including Edward Albee, Tony Kushner, and Arthur Miller. I feel very lucky to have met them and gotten the chance to work with them. It takes a great team to create great work and people who don't run on fear. This is the team. And because I'm always an inch away from the music business, we were very lucky to bring a producer named Michael Cole on board to help us finalize our vision. Michael is a longtime concert promoter of some of the biggest music acts in the world, the Rolling Stones and U2, just to name a few, the former chairman of Live Nation Entertainment, and the producer who brought us Broadway hits like The Producers, Hairspray, and Spider-Man. Boom. Lastly, we decided early on that we did not wish to take the traditional approach that most stage productions take, which is to open on Broadway, spend a lot of money up front, and see if the play's a hit. It reminded me too much of the pop music game, which I left a long, long time ago. When the producers, Alan Kovac and I, sat down and really thought about how to bring this to the people, we all thought, let's just bring it back to the beginning. We'll take this show to the fans as opposed to making them all come to New York to see it. And that was that. The production is set to tour the U.S. and Canada in early 2018. Each time I try to conquer a new art form, I have to remind myself that, if I work hard enough and just trust in the process and the people around me, I can successfully brave new artistic territory. As I've written before, I had no idea the Heroin Diaries would be as successful as it was. 6 AM was just supposed to be about 5 or 6 songs to accompany a book, but when people heard it, the band members and I knew we could take the band all the way. My radio show and photography came after these successes. One thing that the executives at iHeartRadio kept asking me was, do you really think you can do radio for more than a year? Because that's what we really need you to do. Apparently, other rock stars have tried building something like Sixth Sense before, but they just bailed after a few months when it got to be a lot of work. We're celebrating our 7th year on the air this month, and I can proudly say we are the biggest syndicated rock radio show in the world. Can I say it again? We are the biggest syndicated rock radio show in the world. As I head into the second half of 2017, I'm really looking forward to my first ever gallery show of my photography. My passion for photography is matched by my passion for all things artistic in life. Now, people are talking about my work in the same light as some of my idols like Ellen Von Unworth and Diane Arbus. I'm sure that when I see opening night of the Heroin Diaries stage production, I'll have a similar reaction of, how the hell did I get here? This is one of the best feelings, knowing your hard work is paid off. What I've learned is this, work hard, harder than anybody else in the room. Listen to the people who have more experience than you and push yourself to be better at your craft. And be grateful. Honestly, if more people left their egos and their BS at the door, life would sure be a hell of a lot better. Are you ready to kick some ass? Because I am. So after this, let me tell you, next is spending a long time at home sweet home. The other day, I'd fixed myself a cup of coffee in the kitchen. It took me a while to find the coffee cups. Oh, so this is where you keep them, I said to Courtney. She looked at me a little oddly. So what does it feel like to be in the house that you bought, she asked me. It was a good question, because I had hardly been here. I'd bought the house when I was on the road with Motley. Courtney and I walked through it once. I said I loved it. Let's get it. And then I left, back on the road again, where I've been for most of the last 35 years. I'm 58 now, and I love it. I like my age so much more than I did being 48, 38, or 28, especially 28, because that was the first time I died. I'm watching my kids grow up, and they're creative and talented, and I'm so proud of them. My oldest kids all moved out, and they're doing their own thing now. Sometimes I look at them and think, you're on your own path. Other times, I look and I see a little glimmer of that same spirit that I have. My goal is to raise them so they feel safe and they feel loved, and to be unique. My son Gunnar is a musician and an artist. My daughter Storm is an artist and is exploring on what she wants to do. My son Decker is the analytical one. He's in college and kicking ass. And my youngest one, Frankie, she's in high school and is a cool little artist herself. And I want to have another baby. Courtney and I are trying now. Crazy, right? Well, sixes aren't conventional, but we are passionate. I hope I've been a good dad. I hope I am a good husband. I hope I am a good friend, and I hope I've left a deep, deep scar on the planet for the time that I'm here. I work hard, and I love hard. Courtney and I have been together for 7 years. She's been there for me and supportive through the demise of Motley Crue and all those hard years when I wasn't home. It's not easy to be a rock and roll widow. I'm home now, and I'm going to be home for all my family. I don't know what's next musically, but I keep spitting out words like supergroup. Can you imagine? That would be the goddamn icing on the cake. Me and all my heroes in one band? I guess I better start thinking of a band name. When I was younger, I was carrying around a lot of false information. My hard drive was fragmented. It all got caught up with ego and money and drugs. I was young. I could do anything. I was invincible. Until it killed me. If I had died in the Franklin Plaza back in 1987, my epitaph would have just said, fuck you. That was pretty much what that guy had to say. Well, I'm glad I survived because my life is so much more beautiful now. As a kid and well into my time in Motley Crue, I used to love Johnny Thunders and Keith Richards for their lifestyles. I just wanted to be just like them, to be them. It took me a long time to see that you can be a cool cat without a fucking stupid drug habit. I mean, people like Keith or Joe Perry will always be cool guys and great musicians and artists. They are how I want to age. I want to be the guy who is up on stage still playing in my late 60s or even my 70s or even beyond. I want to embrace getting old. I don't want to die because of drugs or alcohol. I want to have fun the rest of my life and die of old age. Bring on the wrinkles and the snarl. When I think those things now, or when I look back at the Heroin Diaries, I catch myself and I laugh because I realize that the young Nikki Sixx, he would hate my guts. He would spit in my fucking face and yell, what do you mean you've got a wife and kids and dogs and you eat healthy? Oh my God. What do you mean you don't drink or shoot heroin? You're not rock and roll at all. Truth be told, I'll out-rock that little bastard any day of the week. And that means any of you newcomers, too. And that's a challenge. Here's to the next chapter. Nikki Sixx, May 2017.
The Heroin Diaries, A Year in the Life of a Shattered Rock Star, was written by Nikki Sixx with Ian Gittins, and read by Nikki Sixx with Sophie Cargman and Ross Marquand. It was recorded by Vianna Vigno at North Hollywood Sound. Editing and post-production by Like 2,000 Pounds. Accidents Can Happen 2017, performed by 6 a.m., courtesy of 11-7 Music. The associate producer was Jennifer Lopes. The Heroin Diaries, A Year in the Life of a Shattered Rock Star, was produced and directed by Travis Tunn. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. The Heroin Diaries, A Year in the Life of a Shattered Rock Star, is available in print from Gallery Books. The Heroin Diaries soundtrack, 10th Anniversary Edition, the companion piece to the Heroin Diaries book, is out now and includes three reimagined tracks, a DVD featuring 6 a.m. interview footage, and original music videos. Also available is the Heroin Diaries graphic novel and deluxe vinyl book.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.